We'd like to begin a new sefer and finished and learned for many weeks the Sosa Sharm. Now we'd like to begin a sefer called Tomer Devorah. The sefer is written by Rav Moshe Carvero. This sefer actually discusses in great detail a mitzvah found in the Torah. Although he doesn't mention it specifically, that's the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, the mitzvah of emulating and following in the footsteps of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, bedrachav, in his ways. And before we begin to speak about the sefer and the midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, based on the psukim and micha, I'd like to first begin with understanding the pasuk and the psukim of Olachta Bedrachov, walking in the footsteps and the ways of emulating a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Sefer Devorim, we find many times this concept of Lechas Bedrachov. For example, in Parash Zekev, it says in Perichas, "V'shamartis amitzvos Hashem lekecha lolechas bedrachov liroso." So lechas bedrachov is mentioned first. How do we follow Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Liroso, fearing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yet further on, it mentions V'yati Yisomu Hashem Shoa Mimach Kim Liros Hashem lekecha lolechas b'chol derach. Pasuk is repeated again. But this time, the word Yiro is before Lolechas Bedrachov. Do you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lolechas Bedrachov? Lahavo so. And to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahavo is Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levav V'chol Nafshecha. The second time, Yiro is before Lolechas Bedrachov. However, Lolechas Bedrachov precedes Lahavu, Avos Hashem. So the first time it's mentioned, we see that Lechas Bedrachov is before Yira. The second time, Yira is before Lechas, or however, Lechas Bedrachov is before Avo. And there's a third time. Third time the Pasuk says further on in Perikid Aleph, Kim Lishmor Tishmu, as Kamisus Azos, Asher Noch Vesav Eschem, Lasos, Lavos Hashem Lakecha. It first mentions Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lolechas Bechol Drachov, and to follow all the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oledav Kabo, and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chofetz Chaim asks that from the three psukim that we just mentioned, which all three psukim mention Lolechas Bedrachov, but in the first pasuk, Lolechas Bedrachov is before Yiro, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second time, Yiro goes before Lolechas Bedrachov. However, Lolechas Bedrachov is before Le'av also, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third time, even though Le'av also is mentioned before Lechas Bedrachov, however, Lechas Bedrachov is before Ledav Kabo. So how come Lechas Bedrachov precedes Yir in one pasuk, but not in the second pasuk, but it precedes Avo in the second pasuk, but not in the third pasuk? It precedes only Ledav Kabo. Lav Yir now precedes Lechas Bedrachov. Chofetz Chaim tells us that the Torah is telling us there are three madrigas, three levels, three steps in Avos Hashem. Yira, Avo, Ledav Kabo. Yiras Hashem is a tremendous virtue, and a madriga the person has to work his whole life on trying to achieve this Yiras Hashem. that this Yiras Hashem is not the highest. From Yira comes Ava. As we said, a mitzvah say can break a mitzvah lo sase if it's done at the same time. Climb and tzitzis. If one wears tzitzis, at the same time the tzitzis has shatness in the tzitzis, if he's performing the mitzvah and be aver at the same simultaneously, at the same time, one says he does not violate the avera, because the asay is greater than the lo sase. Mitzvah asay doichel mitzvah lo sase. And the Ramban explains, because the asay represents avas Hashem, when a person performs mitzvahs positively, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, lulav, positive, this is a higher madriga than abstaining, not to do an avera, not to wear clothes that are not proper, they're shotness, not to eat foods that one should not eat, that's abstaining. Active performance of mitzvahs is greater than if abstained from mitzvahs. Active mitzvahs refer to avas Hashem. It indicates avas Hashem. Not performing mitzvahs is yira. I'm afraid not performing, not doing averas. I mean, profane, I'm stopping from doing averas. Asay doichalosas, because avas is greater than yira. So therefore, even though it says alachas v'drocha will yira so, but then secondly, it says yira so, and then alachas v'drocha will avos so. That's even greater. Avas Hashem. Chofetz Chaim notes as follows. That Ava, although it's greater than Yira, still is not the highest Madrega, and still is a higher Madrega, Uladov Kabo. Yira, Ava, Uladov Kabo. What's the difference? Uladov Kabo, clinging. Ava is not Tekua Balibo. Ava is Perukim. Like it's about Kriyishma. In the morning we say Kriyishma, the night we say Kriyishma. We perform mitzvahs, but it's not 24/7. Certain times of the day where the time demands from our attention to perform the mitzvah. It's derech mikras, prakim, certain times. Ladovka bo means you're dovak, kuntzik dovak. You're dovak. Like a child that clings to the mother goes from one store to another store to another store, mother moves around. The child's not moving around at all. The child is dovak onto the neck of the mother. At all times, the child is in one place. The child hasn't moved at all. Maybe the mother has, but the child is dovak constantly. This is a higher madriga. Therefore, the question that we asked, Lachas Midrachav precedes first Yira, and then afterwards only precedes Ava, and afterwards only precedes Dafkabo, but not the two before that, Ava, Yira V'Ava. So Chofetz Chaim wants to explain that Lachas Midrachav on the first Pasuk, as we mentioned, Mishamar Tez Mitzvah Shem Lekecho, Lachas Midrachav Ul Yira So. That's the first pasuk we mentioned. That's so important. In order to reach any level of Europe, it has to be with a prerequisite, and that is Lachas Midrachav. We have to imitate, which this sefer will discuss what it means to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud Gimel Midas of imitation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we have to put in our own life. So therefore, Yira is artificial if it's not preceded with the Lechas V'drachav. Following first a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then one can come to a proper understanding of Yiras Hashem. First, to follow the Darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To follow His midas, and then one can come to Yira. But afterwards, if one does have Yira, he's still not complete. Bolachas v'drachot olahav oso. Again, you have to have Lechas Midrachav. second step, again, to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu to have the proper Ava. HaKodesh Baruch Hu shows us Yira, HaKodesh Baruch Hu shows us Ava, but it has to be V'lechaz B'drachav. And lastly, that's still not enough. You still need L'lechaz B'drachav L'dafka Bo. L'dafka Bo. And that means, in order to come to Dovak by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kling, you have to be a Karachum, a Chanu, an Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed B'Emes. Now, Sin Avon, as we'll discuss, you have to have certain midas in order to come to these stages. The Goyim HaChesed, the Barachamim, then one can come to a higher level of Yira and Avo and ultimately Dovak, to Dovak in the Kodesh Baruch. This is what the Chofetz Chaim tells us. We'll see, however, that Malachas B'drachov is telling us something else. And this we'll try to discuss now. And that is that the Tachlis of Kiyam, the purpose of a man in this world, is that he's a Salam Alekim. He's an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without the commandment of L'lechaz B'drachav, the man is at Salam Alekim, automatically, if you are at Salam Alekim, an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you should have these elements of Yir and Avo and Dveikus. Truth is a tzivui. There's a commandment, L'lechaz B'chol D'rochav, the Dafka Bo. But why are you commanded this? Because we have it Salam Alekim. We have it Salam Alekim. You want to know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? Up, down, and all around. Up, down, all here. Look at this individual. Look at this face. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every human being. With this brief introduction, we'll see. This is Talmud Torah. This sefer tells us as follows. Before we start the midas, the 13 midas, the first line of the introduction is Ha'adam roi shizdame lakono v'oz yeh besod atzur elyono. The Talmud Torah begins his introduction by saying, Ha'adam roi shizdame lakono. Man is fit to emulate, to appear just like Lakono, his creator. Ba'oz the episode Hatsura Yona. If he imitates, then he'll exactly look like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Notice the words. It says the word Ha'adam, not Ish. Why does it say Adam? Because this is not referring to Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. This is referring to Adam. Adam means the whole world. All the nations of the world are also have the ability and expected to show the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were all created. We're all created Nivru B'Tzelem Elikim. As the Pasuk says, as the Perek says, I mean, Chaviv Adam Shenivru B'Tzelem Elikim. Shenemar B'Tzelem Elikim, the Pasuk embraces. B'Tzelem Elikim also as Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man. That doesn't mean the Jewish man, the Hebrew man, not animal, but Salam Alekim. This is the root of our obligation to work on our midos. We are Adam. We are a part of the Borei Olam. Notice the next word. Ha'adim ruya she's down melekono. She has said, Adim chayiv lives down melekono. You're obligated. The Temer Devar begins, not you're obligated. A mitzvah, lelechaz bedrochav, or lach lebedrochav, it's true. But the mitzvah is apropos to you. You can do it. It's talking to you, ruya. You're roy lekach. You are, have all the attributes. Rabbi Chaskel Sarda, in a sefer, Dalias Yecheskel, writes, Ha'adam ruya shizdama lekono, these words that are mentioned by the Rishon Tomer Devorah, Moshe Kerivera, Loach has a mitzvah mochiv el ruya klomar zuhi maloso lekach noiser. This is your mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah. A mitzvah. Tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin, a mitzvah. Loach has bedrochav, a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. This is your uniqueness. You are tzelem elekim. You are doing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have the meanness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in you. And if you don't follow what you should be doing, there's bushes. You're embarrassed. Ruya shidat malakona. Every individual. If people would only be realize this, the honor ruya shidat malakona. You see, you must be kidding. Me? Me? Not me. Not my society. Not my door. What do you mean? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, not my door. But Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov come to the same source as we all come from. The same source. It's talking about Adam. Adam, this is what man is. If you dissect and bisect the inner of this man, it's a soul like him. Because we're not just a goof. HaKadosh Baruch has no goof. So how could be a tzelem elekim? HaKadosh Baruch has no goof. Adonai Rosh Hashanah B'tehem Kol Yisrael Nivro. He had a goof. He's not a goof. It's before the materialistic world existed. But we have a chilik. We have a part of that spirituality in our goof. It's in our goof. So that's a ruya shizdama kono. You're wrong. You can do it. Many times people say, I can't perform this mitzvah. You don't know me. I'm lethargic. I'm not bright. I'm not bright. I can't become a Talmud Chacham. I can't learn Torah. I don't have the brains. I don't have the hand. So how can I put on the phone? Unfortunately, I can't see. Therefore, as many mitzvahs I can't perform. So I can't perform it. I can't emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not me. Adam Ruyish is Damilakono. You may not be able to sometimes put on the phone, but Ruyish is Damilakono, that's what you are. That is what you are. That is what you are. You're Nefesh. Chilaka Kamamal. You're here before you came to this world, and you're here after you leave this world. Was the episode at Surah Al-Yonah. Continuing. This introduction, the Torah tells us by the Tselem and the Mus, She'il Yiduma Begufo, Lobo Puloso, Haru Machzev Atzura. Number two. Okay. I have an appearance, I have the ability to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Racha, Machano, various attributes. We'll stop there. Shiduma Baguf of Lobim Pulos, you're not going to do any mitzvahs. You're not going to perform through action. Harihu Machziv Hatsuro. That's very strong words. Machziv. Falsify. Misrepresent the Tsura. You are putting on an act. You appear so kind and nice, and you're not. You have appearance, but you're not that way at all. You you're falsifying, and people don't like a person that falsifies. It gives it an indication as being a nice person, and he's not nice at all. He misguides them. He misleads them. He tricks them. That is what you are. Without pulos, machziv hatsura. You take the tsura, you falsify it, you machal it. The mitzvah v'halachto bidrachav, emulate and follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the mitzvah not only to follow, but also, if you don't, you're machziv hatsura. You take and falsify the tzura. If you don't follow the midas, you know what that means? That means as follows. It says, lo nusolim nivlos aleitz, there are certain people that after skila, the tli aleitz, the skila, the tliya, you take the body and you let it hang on a tree, but not for too long, and immediately take it off. Why? Because this individual that deserves such a very, very severe punishment of skila may look like the king. Looks the same way. It's possible. You can look like a person even though it's not, you're not twins. And therefore, if you leave the person hanging on a tree for a time, people think, you know, it was just on the tree, the king. And you're representing yourself, you're representing the king. So I think the king is hanging there. Perish Rashi, Zilzul Shel Melechu, Sherev Oysa Bin Mus Diyukna, who is the king? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Heim Bonav. And many times the son looks like his father. Child's born, who does he look like? You don't see the man down the street, I hope not. It's not the man down the street. You have a choice between the father and the mother, a member of the family, right? That's what you should look like. So you look like a member. You look like a Kodesh Baruch. So therefore, don't have him hang too long. It's a Chil Hashem. Because he's falsifying. He's magzim the tzura. You represent a certain tzura. And your mind is falsifying it. What is that tzura hanging on a tree? Because he's a guilty individual. So therefore, when the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol Nikra Bishmi L'Chvodi Brosif, Yitzartiv Avosisif, and Sifri tells us that whoever Nikra Bishmi L'Chvodi Brosif, if you go ahead and you're created, and you show and emphasize the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's chvodi, chvodi barasiv. My covet, you were created. And your actions, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Yesh lekabio. No one can say, where's God? You see God in our actions. And if you don't see God, because we're not following the mitzvahs, the dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it's our pulos is so important. The ikrat selam admusa elyon hina pulos. The pulos, these are extremely important. Chiyusa b'tzura elyon, the mustavnes evorav. This is what the Torah Devorah is telling us is akdon. To show that we have it selam alakim, we have to indicate this through our actions, through our mitzvahs, through our talk, through our hands or our feet, every part of our body. The truth of the matter is that this sefer is based on two psukim in Micha. These psukim are said by Tashlich. When pronounced, recites Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah, and he analyzes 13 minutes that are found in the two psukim. Mikel kamocha, nasi avon v'ora pesha. Who's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? This will take a while. The first three words, Mikel kamocha. Nasi avon v'ora pesha. He's able to lift. He's able to absorb our averas that are sometimes shogeg. And there are times that are bemazed purposely. The shares nachloso lehazlik liot apo ki chavetz chesedu. We'll discuss this. Yoshi rachameinu yichvush avinosenu v'sashem sos kol chatosam. Teaching them as Yaakov chesed avrov. These are the psukim that we will discuss and extract 13 minutes. Is based on this pasuk. Teaching them Yaakov Chesed Avraham Yisrael Avosim Mikerem. 13 minutes. The 13 minutes are showing us that we're tzelem elokim. Number one, and if we don't perform them properly, we're machziv. We falsify the tzelem elokim. I'd like to discuss the first mida. That is Mikel Kamoch. Mikel Kamoch is a statement. Who is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Means Eif Shel Eshayer. It's impossible for us to imagine a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't fathom it. Why? He's a Melech Melev. Soivel elbow. He's a soivel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu absorbs so much of our actions. He absorbs and accepts and endures so much of the averas. The path that we're going against his way, he's a seivel. He's patient. Ma'ashlech loso rayon, something that we can't even imagine. Mikel kamoch. The first thing we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sovel melech evyon. Nelav, melech nelav. He can save him. I can't imagine this. What does that mean? To show love for a person is to be a save. The Ramban says, Parsha Zekev, Lo Merubchem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, not because you are the majority of the world or the Jewish people. Kimiat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. The Ramban says, but the Torah doesn't say why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The Ramban says, you know why? Soivel. We're patient. We're soivel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see that? Last week said, in Parshas Baloscha, the mentions over there in Parshas Baloscha, Sforan tells us, Lech teich acharai b'minbor b'eres lo zaru. The Klal Yisrael went into a midbor, to a region, an area, not only dangerous, it's not livable, especially 40 years. They lived under such difficult conditions, and they encamped. They took off everything. They camped there. They pitched tent there, and then they afterwards took down the tents, took down their homes, and started to move. And sometimes there were places not roy, not fit for a human being, for years. And finally they came to a place where they enjoyed. They really enjoyed. And they were there more than a day after they left. They had no idea how long they'll stay at Ani Kavod. They had no idea what their future will be. Lech teich achare b'amidbar. Shouldn't we serve them? Shouldn't we serve them? That shows love. If you can serve a person. And even the averas are mentioned that they complain about the basar v'yayin, the basar. They complain about the didn't have a basar, didn't have the food. They complain about the mud. They complain about they left the Har Hashem like a tinuk shemarech b'ayis asefer. Literally speaking, they couldn't wait to leave Har Sinai. They didn't want to perform any more mitzvahs, hear any more mitzvahs. So the Mefarshim say, whoever says that literally takes the words literally is an apikoros. It doesn't mean literally. A fair high madrega. They love the Kodesh Baruch Hu so much, but yet they should have resisted leaving. Resisted, yet at least in their hearts. And they should have not been so critical of the mon or the food that they ate. For their madrega, for their level. What is love when you can serve a person? A marriage stops when the husband says about the wife and the wife says to the husband, I can't be serve him anymore. I can't take him anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it. And there's no love. Yes, two different individuals. You serve the person. That shows you love the person. You love the person. Be kelkamoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a soivo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows moral chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech nelav. Soivo elbone. What is he soivo? Being disgraced and embarrassed. By our performance, we're embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another word. Something that we cannot imagine. Why can't we imagine it? Because we couldn't do it. It's about time. Take the comma. Take revenge. He pokes you, you poke him back. The mother and father, they're proud of their son. Someone hit him in school, and he hit him back. That's the way you do it. You show you're a man. No one's going to step on my toes. Retaliate! Retaliate! You hit me, I hit you back. That's a man. You're not a baby. You're a man. You're a grown man. You retaliate. You don't allow anyone to step over your toes. That shows a lack. A lack of a human being. A human being doesn't allow people to step over their toes. That's not Balach of Adrachav. That's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yefshir, for man to understand this, if a man would only margish, if we would only feel the tsar, the gadol, the grief that Kodesh Baruch Hu has, the Shechina, with us, with our activities, then we would never have the audacity or even desire to eat food that we shouldn't eat, and to do certain actions that we shouldn't do. You'd never be able to put in our mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech elyon. Elbon, he allows us. He allows us. So he tells us, Ein davar nistur mashgichaso b'li safek. Nothing is hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows everything. Everything we do. Everything. Yet, he allows us to go against his will. That Hare Timso Shim Olam Munchata Odim Negdo Shoyehu Bosarega Mamish Shafe Shefa Kimu Usuma Seborov. He allows this man. He gives him the klichus to drive a car on Shabbos. He gives him the klichus to machal Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pumping into him energy and koichas for him to go against his rotzen. Gives him the koach to nu asevorov. Every moment. He allows him every moment to do a chatoyim. How can that be? He's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a soivel. He allows us. Go tomar she'yochol limnoa b'mer ha'tovahu chas v'shal. You'll say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no control. Like parents say about their children. I have no control of my children today. If they're involved in drugs, I have nothing to say. I have no control. It's against my will. If he assimilates, intermarries, the parents say, nothing we can do about it. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. So we take this idea that we have, we say the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't control us. You have no shlita, you have no control over us. We can do whatever we want. So what do you mean you're a melech that is soivel? You have no control over us. Chas v'shalom. You should speak this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls every moment of our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop him like this. But he shows he's soivel. Motzi osa koach ba'osa rega v'chet v'yavon. He gives him the opportunity to do averus. The koiches, the ability to do averus. And not that he cannot do it, cannot stop him. He can stop him. But the koach of Bechira. As we find by Yerovam. Yerovam ben Nevot, the choytu machtes Arabim, that did not permit people to go to all the regal, to bring korbanos. He became paralyzed. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu could cause him to become paralyzed, shouldn't he be able, and does and can, paralyze everybody? Therefore, Ohoyelo Lomar Kivin Shato Chote Kinegdi. Bishaloch velo bishali. Bishaloch. You're doing the avera. You're not doing it with me. You're doing it. Omne zem monatov menonim osof elbon. Still, he does not stop him. He does not stop him. And say, if that's the case, I will not be good to you. I'm not going to stand for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that. Yishpia koach hatov lo'odim tovo harizeh elbom zavonus marshal is super. Can't fathom it. Why? Because he's waiting for that day for the man to yoshev al Hashem to do tshuva. He's waiting for that day and a man will do tshuva to come to Yakoro, to come to awareness that you're a celibate like him, and you have a different purpose in this world. And the purpose is not to go against that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he says the Tomer Devorah, Shema Tomer, perhaps you'll think, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't really stop us. What do you mean by that? Sure he can stop us. It means to say that maybe Shekach Gezeros Chachmasa Yisborach Shenhoga Tiyah Be'oifin Zeh Dafke Shli Olam Yimona Odom Yecholos Nachlo Yenegdo. And maybe one would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can put in the Bria, in the natural Bria, in the creation, and the everyday occurrence of man, that's what we thought. That maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria that the Bria cannot stop man from doing Aviris. Maybe it's part of the Bria. The answer is it's not part of the Bria. It's not part of the Bria. But it's a way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing his Mida Toiva. Mikel Kamoch. I'm giving you the opportunity, and not that the Bria is such. So number king, you shouldn't see it's part of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the opportunity to do an Avera or a Mitzvah. But every time a person does an Avera, it's the Midas of Savanusa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't get punished on the spot. That he's 24-7 a Savu, a Sovu. He endures and he suffers all types of acts of man. This is Mikel Kamoch. Mikel Kamoch. Who is like a Kodesh Baruch? This Melech, the Sova El Gungo, the Melech Adi, the Melech Baruch. And therefore, this individual the following example can be understood. Where a man gives his eved money to buy food. He takes the money, the eved, and buys a stick. Or we'll call it a gun. And he takes a gun and shoots the eved. I gave you money to buy food. You took the money, you bought a sword, you bought something, a destructive item, and you killed the person that gave you the money. This is a chet. At the end, the person is marchi. He had noses. Hashem is baruch all of you over al pesha marachab. He holds himself back. With this concept, this mean of Mikel Kamoch, that the Malachim in heaven, the angels, Malachi Ashuris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Mikel Kamoch, who can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This mean of the first of the 13 is talking to us. This is how we should live in life, to be able to be a Sovil. If we emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to anger, to show our anger and our lack of patience. Chazal have a Shaila. When was a Yetzirah man created? Bishas Yitzira, Bishas Yitzira. Yitzira, when a woman's pregnant, at that time does the Yitzahara be created? Or no? It's only after 9 months when the baby comes out. They say it's Bishas Yitzira, when the baby comes, Yitzira, when the baby leaves. Not at the time of the formation, the 9 month period. Why? Because if it's the formation of the 5-9 month period, no woman would ever give birth to any child. Because the Yetzirah has no patience. I want it now. I want the bagel now. I want to eat it now. But there's no water. You have to wait a few minutes till we get some water to wash your hands. I'm not going to wait. I want it now. I want it now. No patience for anything. No patience to learn. No patience to understand other people. To endure. To sometimes be criticized and embarrassed. No patience. You embarrass me. wait. He'll understand later in life. Wait. No, patience. You embarrass me, and I will take Nekama immediately. Revenge. That's Yitzhar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech Sovel. Sovel. This is what we're made of. We should be the same way. In life, to be Sovel. Sovel. It's not just either he's a fool, or he's a very righteous individual, very unique. This is Adam. Adam never but seldom like him. We all have this virtue. We all have this kliches. This kliches of being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the first midah, which perhaps we'll discuss a little bit more in length, the Mikel Kamoch. This is what we should work on. Mikel Kamoch. Mikiyamuch Yisroel Goecha Boretz. Echa does not mean one. Echa means miyuchad, special, unique. One means there's two. Two means there's three. We're miyuchad. Because we've been damned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just in kind acts, but elbow. To be able to be soivel. Criticism and embarrassment. The husband, the wife. It shows true out. This is our tafkid. This is a Mikel Kamocha. This is the first of the 13 midas that the Talmud Devorah tells us. It's talking to us, talking to our hearts, talking to us, to Am Yisrael. Hopefully, this will inspire us to come to realize who we really are. Who we really are. We're at Pesel and Lakim. And our purpose is Volach and Medrachah. To Makayim, to fulfill the Yiras Hashem, the Avas Hashem, and the Devekas Hashem. This is our purpose. Thank you very much. Good evening.